You're having a threesome with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers. And now, It's Complicated.
Hello, Master Daters. Welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated.
Your fave podcast for all things dating and relationships.
A one-stop pod shop for the latest trends, reality TV, and celebrity couple gossip.
Plus, everything we've got going on in our own love lives.
We're your village, and we think you can't date or relate without us.
And you should be pumped to be here because we are bringing you the expertise and guests who are filled with all the answers that'll take some guessing out of the game.
Make sure you subscribe and share our pod with your friends so we can help grow the village even bigger. You can find us at It's Complicated Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell a friend.
Time to talk about celebrities and their love lives because it makes the regular people's drama feel way less complicated. And man, oh man, am I excited about what we're talking about today. I eat and sleep this shit. I have only talked to people about this in the last 3 weeks or something like that. So I'm excited to get into today's topic, which is...
Where in the world is Kate Middleton? Where? Oh my.
It's a doozy, this. I mean, it started as nothing, right? It started as like here's the thing. The palace has been getting so involved in this when usually what's their phrase that they usually say? It's like,
bees keep calm and carry on.
No. There's another one that the queen used to say all the time that was like, basically like don't respond to anything. Right. I'll look it up right now. But it was basically like, don't respond to anything. Like she had a little phrase where she said that we don't play into the games. We don't respond to tabloids. We don't respond to social media. We don't respond to all this other shit. So the fact that they're so involved in this now and they keep releasing stuff and then they keep like, there's so much weird shit happening.
So fun. Right. It's like we're living through an episode of The Crown in real time. And I think the royals for us are like celebrities, I think, because they're so far removed versus like in LA, celebrities are a dime a dozen. They're literally everywhere. They're at the coffee shop. So the royals to us are so unfathomable. And this like distant idea of royalty and how it's still on the planet, we know that is what they're trying to remain present and relevant and people care about them, which is why their reputation is so freaking important that they do go to all sorts of lengths. Have you guys watched The Crown, by the way?
I'm like two seasons behind. I didn't do the Diana season yet.
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm on the Diana season.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do the Diana season yet. But that's the thing with The Crown, though, right? Like they're very open and even the writers are like, this isn't historical fact. Like we take like the things that we know happened and then add in things that we think would have happened. It's a drama. Right. Like it's fiction.
There's also enough memoirs out there from different perspectives that they were able to cobble together a reality that existed.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like an 80% reality, 70% reality. This is crazy because, all right. So the chronological timeline of it is so weird, right? Because like, if you go back in the, like, all right, November-ish, Prince William and Kate planned out their duties for the next year. So they like already planned a trip to Italy to go and like, it's typical. It's typical. But like, it's not typical if you're getting elective surgery that's going to keep you out for 5 months.
Which, by the way, has anyone heard of abdominal surgery?
I know. I don't understand what they're even calling it that. Like, what?
This is the thing where they stay secret, right? And then they have to give up certain information because people ask, right? So just like King Charles, you know, they had to say it was something because he's the king. And then they had to like release it that it was cancer, which they never usually did. And then you still don't know what kind of cancer it is. But I heard it's prostate. I think it's prostate.
Well,
but so with her going in at the same time, and then the fact that she was going to be out and missing from like the royal spotlight for so long, they had to say it was something, but they don't give specifics. So they were just like, abdominal. So like, that's like from here to here.
Yeah.
You know,
somewhere in that region, which is. Right.
And you know why they have to, they have to release a statement as to why somebody is not present if they're usually present, because the taxpayers pay for them to show up to things. So also for them to be relevant and cared about, they have to continuously be showing up to these duties, which is why they're called duties. This is what their job is. It's like, if you don't show up for work, you have to give some sort of reason for it.
Yeah, your doctor's note. And that's the doctor's note. But like, if they said it's a head thing, that's a huge deal. If they said it's a limb, it's like, all right, that's not going to take 8 months. I mean, this is the woman also who was outside taking pictures 2 days after she had her last babies. Like every baby.
Yeah.
Like 2 days later, she's outside.
Hair, makeup, in heels, all the things.
Right. Yes.
So the theories are rampant.
Like wild. Okay. Like what? I know one is that William had an affair with that chick that I forget her name, Flora, something or other.
Rose.
Same in that flower family, her. Mm-hmm. And
you literally took flower and just put an aura at the end.
Yeah.
Flora. So these are my theories, and these are the ones that I've kind of like narrowed down. There were so many before, right? So many that like, all right. So things started happening really weird in December. So she, that's when apparently she was taken to the hospital. It was like right after Christmas. They spent their holiday at their place where nobody really goes. It's just them. And also I got to throw this out here. The kids are missing too. And nobody's really talking about that, but the kids have not been seen either. The three kids have not been seen either.
That doesn't sound right.
No. So that's why all these people are like, well, something fucking happened. The theories go from everything from she's gone girled him, right? She took the kids. She took the kids and she's fucking gone. And then the other theories are like he did something to her, domestic violence, DV, and the kids saw it. That kind of thing. And then they're keeping the kids out of the spotlight because of that too.
But you're going to go through the rest of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically something happened like right after Christmas where she was admitted to the hospital, but it wasn't an emergency thing. And they said it was a planned thing, but like an ambulance picked her up.
Which is wild because there's a hospital on site. We have to remember they have a Royal Hospital. You don't actually have to go to a different hospital. Also, they are such a private entity. Wouldn't they, if they were trying to cover something up, have the doctor come to them? So this whole hospital interaction is very strange as well. Well,
then it gets even weirder because she's in the hospital before Prince Charles goes to the hospital. He goes to the same hospital to get his
same
stuff done. He stops by apparently and says hi to her. And then like William is only the one time. And then William has only gone to the hospital one time. That's it. Meanwhile, Camilla and Harry were visiting Prince Charles a bunch. And Camilla was definitely there a bunch, but nobody ever said Camilla went and said hi to Kate. And then Prince Charles left and everybody saw him leave and go home. And he made a statement after he got home that he was okay. But nobody's heard from Kate. We don't even know if she's left the hospital. So like there's pictures of her mom driving her home.
Supposedly.
Don't look like her. And they're photoshopped. Right. Then she tried the whole, here's me and my kids. We're all okay.
Which her hands were not the right hands and then it didn't fit in their shirt.
Her hands were not the right hands. The photo was obviously from another time when they were like back in November or September when they were at some sort of like
festival. The hair is all photoshopped. The tile on the floor is photoshopped.
Her face is taken from her Vogue cover from 2 years ago. It's the same exact thing. And they just kind of moved it to fit the body. It's the same Vogue cover. So then they're like, oh, you caught us. We photoshopped it. They make it so it sounds like she did it, right? She's an amateur photographer and she's learning how to Photoshop. And then they put a picture of her and William in a car. And that's even worse photoshopped.
Well, then what about that one of them at the grocery store from like...
Well, that just happened.
They don't go to the grocery store.
She's fine. She's looked happy and healthy shopping around the grocery store. And this is what the tabloids are saying. So I personally think that at one point they owned the tabloids. Now they definitely have enough money to pay them to say what they want. And we can all go back to my theory that I brought up on this show before, that when William allegedly had an affair And then, oh no, this was before that. This was when Prince Philip was caught with Jeffrey Epstein and all of
that. Andrew.
And they were kind of, a lot of people had theories that the royals were smearing Meghan and Harry and putting all of the spotlight on them, talking about like, ew, did you see those jeans she wore and things like that, just so that people would stop talking about Andrew. And that there's tons of theories out there that that's why Harry and Meghan got driven out, and they knew that's why, and they left because they were like, we can't even get into
Harry and Meghan right now. That's a whole other thing for
me. Just saying, my point is that they clearly control the tabloids. They clearly used to own them, and they also
They don't control the tabloids, but they control the narrative to a certain point. Like right now,
just like anything else.
You don't think if you work at the Globe and someone from the Royals calls you and offers you a shit fuck ton of money to not write that story or to say this instead, that you're not going to fucking do it?
Right, but that's a narrative. Well, that's controlling the narrative. That's not controlling the company. Like, that's not controlling the media.
They did. That's what I said.
That's going out because the media could say no and then say they offered me a bunch of money. So, like, look, there's something called an injunction that's happening right now, apparently, which is where the royal family, and they've done this before, like when the Queen died, with the Prince Andrew stuff, when Prince Philip died. This is all just stuff in recent history. The Meghan Markle stuff, right? They put an injunction out, which is where they tell the tabloids, like, hey, we have a big announcement happening. Do not say anything about it. We are going to release something. Just lay off for a minute. So apparently the BBC knows something. Apparently the Daily Mail knows something. Apparently, like, all these people know something, like, kind of what it is, but they have an injunction, so they're not letting them say it yet because it's supposed to happen tomorrow, which is Wednesday from when we're taping this. So it's supposed to happen tomorrow, this injunction. But let's go back to the theories. Let's just go down our theories, okay? Because I know Jen's chomping at the bit too. I'll go first.
Okay.
I got three theories.
Well, wait. Do you want to address the ones that were already out there, like that she's dead?
Right. That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
So my first two, I think, have to do with her being in a coma. Now, this rumor started because there's a Spanish reporter, Lauren, who came out about 2 weeks ago that says she has a very valid source that says that Kate Middleton is in a coma. Now, their family, William and Kate's family, their nanny is Spanish, who just quit about a month ago. And so that she's saying that there's like, she's got a very good source that Kate's in a coma, and that's why nobody's talking about it. And then the royal family came out and they're like, no, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her. And she doubled down on it. She's like, no, I am 100% sure that my source knows and says saying the truth that she's in a coma. So this is where this whole coma thing has come up.
Are they connecting this to the abdominal surgery, or are we not knowing why she's in a coma?
Well, they're denying it. So my theory is this. My theory is, have you guys heard of Thomas Kingston? So Thomas Kingston is Pippa's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
I did
hear about this.
Thomas Kingston, Lauren, is going to blow your mind. Back in like January, Thomas Kingston, right when all this shit was kind of going down, Thomas Kingston was found dead in his apartment by a self-inflicted gun wound. But they call it head trauma with a gun nearby. So he's dead.
That's not suicide?
Well, no, it is. Yeah, but it is. They're not calling it suicide, right? This is where it all starts getting really murky. So he's dead. Now people, and then all of a sudden this stuff with Rose comes out too. The girl that's always kind of been around William since college, like that kind of shit, right? They're calling him, that's the one they're calling his Camilla. So I think this happened. I think either Thomas Kingston and Pippa and Kate were having an affair, and Kate got pregnant, and William found out about it and threatened bad stuff to Kingston, right? And then was just going to ruin his entire family. And then he got mad at Kate, and because he has known for having a temper, apparently, and he did something to Kate, and the kids saw it, and now she's hurt. My other theory is that Kate found out about Rose. There was a scuffle. Things got heated. William hurt her. And the kids saw it. So she's in a coma. The third theory I have is that that she really is sick. And that she really did have some like sort of like gastrointestinal thing happen, because there is a really strong theory out there that she's so weak. And so like they don't know what's going to happen. And she has a bag outside of her. You know, when you have that.
Yeah.
You heard those surgeries where you have intestinal surgery and you have to wear a bag outside of your body.
Bag, yeah.
That she has that, and that she's so embarrassed by it and like doesn't want anybody to see her like that. And they're just waiting for her to heal. And they thought it would be April because they said she would be gone till Easter. But now things have kind of spun out of control.
Okay. So those are, I think, really insightful theories you have there, Rob. I'm not surprised to the depths of which you have connected dots. And I'm impressed. I'm actually impressed. So maybe your theories are right. We'll find out. But here are mine. So with regard to The Crown, you watch that show and they reveal certain things about the royals and what they're willing to disclose and not disclose. At one point during the show, you learn that there are relatives that exist that are in a home for mentally disabled.
Yeah, the sisters.
Right. Okay. So
Queen Mother's sisters, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and the reason they're there is because the royal family cannot present as having any sort of disability, because that affects their bloodline, their reputation, their ability to rule, the whole thing. It is a scuff on their royal history. So they just hide them away. Mind you, they were just living there like royals, but in this home and like could be on the spectrum or any sort of other spectrum out there, but they put them away. So I think that what that tells us is there is a long line of mental health issues that are unaddressed, which we know we've discussed. I think it's come to light with like Meghan and Harry many, many times, obviously, because of what Diana went through. You see her suffering from bulimia and all sorts of things. So Kate, we're going to go back to Kate and her weakness.
I'm going to let you continue.
Blood related to them.
I'm going to let you.
He sort of is. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all sort of related. Even Diana was sort of related.
Right.
But the thing is, because this goes along with what you're talking about, I found the thing that the British royals say. It says, never complain, never explain.
Yes.
That's it. Never complain, never explain.
Which Harry and Meghan did the opposite of, obviously, so they're out. But
and the palace is doing right now. They're trying to explain everything.
Well, they're not very good at it, which is so odd. But anywho, so going back to Kate, so she has always been reportedly extremely skinny. She has kids, doesn't look like it. Somehow she walks back into the street. There might be some mental health stuff there, which is why she fought with Meghan and Harry, because they were probably like, come out with us. Let's talk about it. It's a whole thing. Let's celebrate the ability to help people with mental health issues and take a stance and make that our cause. And while they sort of dabbled in it in support of their mom, William and Kate never really did as much as Meghan and Harry did. So there's a theory that Kate is literally like crumbled, and maybe it's a result of the affair, or maybe it's a result of, or maybe it's just like they can't release it. Right. And maybe they can't reveal that she had that because the guy just killed himself. And now we can't have two royals that, because that guy who was with Pippa Middleton he was actually married to another royal, a Windsor.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. One of my other theories is that Kate did something to herself.
Wait, I'm not done.
Well, it's okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. Mental health. That is, while it is adjacent and connected, here's my next theory. So one, mental health separate. Two, and that could be like a whole amalgamation of the Flora thing coming out, or Rose, whatever her name is. I don't know. That's the artist formerly known as Rose. Anyway, could be that. But you have to think that Kate knew what she was signing up for. She married into a family that had the Camillas of the world, the Dianas of the world. This was not the first. It was pretty known that they were all pretty unfaithful and whatever. But anywho, there she is. I have another theory that she got pregnant to cover up William's affair because they had to make a baby to have a fourth kid to look like they're united and cover that whole affair up and have a baby. But something went wrong with the pregnancy, which is the abdominal surgery. And then maybe it went askew. I don't know what happened there. Maybe she is in a coma as a result of it. Maybe she's got, what is it called? Oh my God. The trauma after postpartum. Oh,
postpartum.
And she can't reveal she has postpartum because that falls back into the mental health.
But where's the baby if she has postpartum, though?
What?
Where's the baby if she has postpartum?
I think she lost the baby. There's some sort of issue. That's why she had to have surgery. But now she's suffering from the loss of it and now having to be in this family and deal with William and the whole thing. So I think she's in hiding because she's like going through it and trying to like figure that shit out. Or maybe she's in a coma as a result of said elected surgery. But also, here's the thing. They never talk about abortions. They never talk about miscarriages. They never talk about any of that stuff in this family. So maybe something did happen there. So
I think that it feels like just listening to you guys say all these theories, I think my brain goes like, she's definitely incapacitated. Because I feel like if she was going through postpartum, they would be like, oh, well, fuck you. You have an obligation. Go to the thing. Like, they don't care.
That's why everybody thinks that the video that came out yesterday is so, first of all, it doesn't look like her at all, right? At all.
What's second the video? Of all, what is it?
So TMZ, Daily Mail, a whole bunch of different outlets released a video that apparently, this is what they said. This is what they said. They said, Lauren, that some dude was sitting in his car at the farmer's market, which is around the corner from where they live at Windsor. And like, he saw them shopping for groceries, and then they were just walking down the street, and he got out and took a video of them. He's like, they look familiar. It's literally what they said. Oh, they look familiar, and got out. Meanwhile, they're one of the most famous couples in the world. Nobody, and like they're walking past all these people, and nobody at those tables is turning around and looking at them. Nobody's noticing them. Nobody's going, oh, there's Kate that everybody's been fucking like looking for forever. Like,
they're calling her like Carmen Sandiego at this point.
Where in the world is Kate Middleton? And also, Kate Middleton couldn't hide from a camera if she fucking tried.
No, and that's what we're saying.
That's why none of this makes sense.
If she was able to go shopping for asparagus, she would have gotten in front of a fucking camera at some point and said, hey, guys, I'm okay. I'm alive.
Yeah, why would she not just come out and be like, here I am? So I personally think she's incapacitated because I think if she was able, if you're, you know, I know postpartum and depression and anxiety can be very, very, very extreme on the scale of like mental disorders. It falls lower on the scale, but the effects are up there with like schizophrenia. They truly are. I've been told this by a therapist. But unless she's just like really having a horrible like breakdown and really not able to even like form words and stuff, it's affecting her that way. I do truly think that they would make her suck it up, put some hair and makeup on, and go out there and do your duty. So absolutely. It feels more
even if
like
it's for 5 seconds.
It feels more like she's incapacitated, like there's a coma or if there's something physically not right with her that you would be able to see.
Now, here's the other stuff that's going on. And this is all within the last 24 hours too, right? So this video came out. And you guys listening might be like, why are we talking about Kate Middleton? This is a relationship podcast. And here's how I'm going to tie it back to relationships. I think the British Isle, the UK, I think they're gaslighting us. I think that our relationship with them, the UK is gaslighting us because everybody over there right now, they started this shit. They're the ones that started all this stuff. And now we have all these speculations. And then today they're all turning around. All of the media outlets are turning around going, we found her. She's fine. She's shopping. Go about your business. Like I listen to Sky News every day, BBC. They're all like, she's good. You guys saw her. There's the video. You're crazy to think anything else is going on. So I'm like, this is the definition of gaslighting. This is
and
it.
And most of these theories are centered around, and to me, this is where my brain goes logically, like there was some sort of an affair, whether it was on her part or on his part or both, that would make this thing, that was like the start of this thing. So I think it has to do with like a breakdown of a relationship and then the effects thereafter. And of now course. We're all being
and also if King Charles is going to die any day now and William's the fucking next in line, you better fucking figure this out because this could be the end of the monarchy. And yesterday a helicopter landed in fucking Buckingham Palace and they don't know what the fuck happened and it fucking flew out.
Enter Harry and Meghan back to the throne.
God, I hope.
Wowza. What if they were at the root of all of this and they're just going one by one, poisoning all the royals just to get their...
I think that'll be their next story, but I
do you know how far down they have to go? Well, maybe that's why the kids are missing because right. George is the next. George
exactly. The next maybe. Before. Oh, wait, you guys. I have a new one. I have a new theory.
Put it past Meghan Markle. That's how much I hate her.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's a very strong word.
You're talking about anywho. The royals and how fucking crooked they are, and then you're putting it all on her.
Jen.
She's adjacent. Yeah, she joined the royals by choice. Yeah. No one forced her to get married to Harry or go on that date. Nobody did.
I'm just saying she's not the problem. It's them, clearly.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's maniacal because she asked for that.
Yes, let's just keep Harry and Meghan out of this because they should be.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, I do think, though, maybe there's more here that you touched on, Rob, which is if King Charles has cancer, which we know at his age is probably not a good sign as toward his length of life, Camilla can't take over forever because she's a hussy. So she's got a short little stamp
there. She wouldn't even take over. That's not how it works.
It's not how it works.
Oh, because she's queen royal. She's not real queen, right?
Yeah, no, she's not a queen. It would be William next.
He is queen.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's next in line regardless.
Fine. Okay, so then it goes to William.
That's how she'd become queen mother, like the right. other woman.
Fine, yes. Okay, but so William without Kate, no one's going to be like, oh, let's get that single king in here. So no, they need her to live. But you can't have Charles ill, have that other dude die of suicide, and have Kate out all at the same time. And by the way, Fergie announced she has some cancer that came back. So four royals all ill in the same quarter of the year. We know we love quarters. Q1 of 2024. That shit's wild. What if, though, even worse, doubling down, if Kate was in a car accident with the kids, which is very reminiscent of Diana, which is why they won't reveal that, which is why the press are being so playing nice right now, because they don't want to be the paparazzi killers once again. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Oh my God. I hope that the kids are okay. I hope that she's okay, but I don't even want to.
Hope she's okay. Let's hope she's okay.
Let's leave the children out of this because that makes my stomach turn. It's
So also at Buckingham Palace, they rang the bells, which they only do for when they're death or somebody's being crowned. So they rang the bells yesterday, and they lowered the flags. But people were also saying, well, yeah, William's godfather just died.
Yeah.
They just had a funeral for him too.
True.
So like,
was that a distraction?
No, he didn't show up to that funeral. He didn't show up. So there's another weird thing.
Yeah. So look, here's the thing to wrap it all up. The more damage control that the palace tries to do, the worse it's making everything look. Like, they originally said that Kate was going to go in for this abdominal surgery and then she wasn't going to be available till April, till Easter. They said Easter. That was the original thing. But now all this other little shit that they're doing with this photoshopping and then the other photoshopping and then the car ride. And it's like, why are you putting this out there? And then every time you try to fix it, you're making it worse. Like this TMZ video, now we're all like, come on, man.
Yeah. Going back to the abdominal surgery of it all and why I think people are looking into it so much. It's one thing if you say you're going in for surgery, you've got to recover. But what we know to be true about surgeries are they don't usually take that long to recover. Even if you break a limb, you throw on a cast and you keep it moving. You have a C-section. You can be up and running and walking around. I mean, running, no. Walking around, yes. But like they take your organs out for that and put it all back together. So an abdominal surgery would not put you out for one full quarter.
Which is why it's gotten so dark with everybody being like, why doesn't she just get on, like say she's okay. Something has to be wrong.
Proof of life. Real proof, not edited proof.
Yeah. Real proof of life. Okay, so I guess we'll find out.
Jen,
I guess we'll find out.
Before we wrap, Jen, you give your quick theory prediction. Rob, you give yours and I'll give mine. And then I guess we'll find out and we'll rediscuss.
I didn't know my microphone was off, so I hope it didn't sound weird the whole time. My microphone wasn't, it was like pointed up to the ceiling.
Don't worry, we could hear you.
Okay.
I think my theory is just all the things that I said earlier. I don't want Rob to be right just because of principle, but I think he could be. But I also think I could be right. So I don't know. I'm just going to go with the couple of theories I said about like her trying to get pregnant to produce a baby that then would create distraction from William's
affair,
transgressions, if you will, and then some sort of repercussion as a result of that pregnancy. That's what I think, unless they had to lock her up because she was had mental health issues as a result of his stuff. And then that other dude died and then they had to hide her because they couldn't say one more person had mental health issues. I don't know. I'm going down that track.
And I hate saying it, but it's the only thing that really makes sense to me right now is that she found out about Rose. It was all around Christmas time. She found out about Rose and he got defensive and mad and there were stairs or something involved and like he hurt her or she hurt herself. And or at least try to hurt herself because abdominal could be pills. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And like the kids saw it and the kids are going through a thing now where they're like, we have to keep them out of the spotlight because like they need to not be bothered by all this other bullshit right now. So I think something happened to her or she did it to herself. But I think it goes back to the Rose William shit. And they're trying to make it all look okay, but she's just not recovering fast enough. So they're starting to do all this other stuff.
I fully think somebody had an affair. And I am now going to go on the like, she was pregnant, whether she had an affair and she got pregnant or he had an affair and the Jen theory got her pregnant in order to keep things looking cute. And then something happened with that. But remember too, when she was pregnant with, I want to say Charlotte, she was very, very sick. Like they had some sort of, it was more than morning sickness. It was like times five where you're just so nauseous. And there's a,
that's right.
There's like preeclampsia. Right. I'm making that up.
Like it was like you're incapacitated from how ill you feel. And she was in the hospital. Like now I'm questioning, was that real? Like, so something about a pregnancy and they're saying abdominal to kind of keep it on the same track. So there's not too many stories being told. And my theory is she's incapacitated. So an affair, pregnancy, incapacitated. I think
you're along with Jen. Jen.
Yeah. I think the kids are being kept out of this because it's just too sticky to have children involved. I hope that she didn't get hurt and they didn't see. And I am hoping that is not a thing. So I'm going to go that's not part of my theory, that they're just being kept out of it because it's hard to control little kids and it's their kids and that's gross.
Right.
Oh, wait, I want to pile on to that then. Okay. So because of what you brought up about the Charlotte bit and the being sick, maybe given that it is one quarter and they gave a very specific term for how long she would be out, maybe that's the first trimester and she is in fact pregnant, but she is very ill and they're going to reveal it when she goes into her second trimester, which is the big, you know, announcement they're going to make. I would be curious to see when they announced the babies in the past that she had, at what point in her pregnancy, because maybe there is a format they follow. Like once they make it into mid second trimester, they do a big reveal.
Because well, that's the thing too, right? Because she was very, very in the public eye before they went to Christmas.
But why?
So she didn't look pregnant at all. And, she was really
and she doesn't look pregnant until she's pregnant. But with the fourth baby, it could be different. You could pop a little sooner. But why would they be hiding? Like, I don't understand why.
Maybe she's sick. And so if she's in her first trimester and she was sick.
Oh, well, they told everyone she was sick before, but why can't they? Yeah. I mean, I think she would still be, I mean, unless she, I don't know.
See, all right. We could be here all day, but we said our theories. Something's supposed to be happening tomorrow. So we'll see if that's true or not. All the information that comes out is so all over the place. They're trying to cancel TikTok. And I said, not until we figure out what the fuck happened with Kate. You can't cancel until we figure out what happened with Kate. And we got to find Riley Strain, too, in Nashville. So, like, these two things have to be solved. Oh, the kid that's missing in Nashville that nobody can find? Anyway, But we'll get this hopefully by the next time we have a like next week when we do another podcast, we'll have it all figured out and we'll hear something by then. But and let's then we'll all hope that. And then let's all hope and pray that Kate is okay.
Yes, I hope she's okay.
Yes.
Keep okay. calm and carry on.
Don't complain, don't explain. Although we need you to explain right now, and then we could go back to your same process. But you guys, we have our same process. It's more and more, it's complicated episodes. So tune in where we talk more Kate Middleton and other dating and relationshipy stuff. And while you're there, please subscribe, rate, comment, share your conspiracies with us, your friends, or the show, whatever, other conspiracy theorists as well. And if you want to join the class of master daters, don't forget to follow us on social media at Complicated Show. You can find me at Jennifer Golden.
You can find me at Forever's Evers on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social medias.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to It's Complicated. And now that we're going steady, come back next week for another date with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers.